Tuesday of the Holy Pascha. Today the prophetic readings circle much around the fall of man, how sin progressed throughout the world, leading to violence, death, and destruction. In a way, it's continuing to extend the theme of the Day of the Lord. Living wrongly ends in destruction. Living unhealthily leads to disease, leads to death. We focus today on our Lord's echoing that just as in the days of Noah, people were reveling and living what they viewed as normal lives, there came a day of confrontation, of reality. They were not living well. They were living recklessly, and they did not find themselves on the ship that would save them. The readings teach us about the end of the world, about the day of judgment, to remind us that we need to actively, actually, think about how we are living, because there will come an end to all things. There will definitely come an end to each and every one of us. That moment, if not prior, we will be forced to be revealed by and in the truth. The light will be turned on, and we will see all things, including ourselves, as they really are. In that moment, you will not be able to look back on your life and change anything. At that moment, you will not be able to undo what you have done or unlive how you have lived. Meditate, especially this week, on your own Day of the Lord. Why wait for it to be a day of fear? Why don't we face our fear today while we can still correct ourselves? Consider your life as though you are writing in pencil or carving in stone. Until the moment of death, we are able to erase, we are able to renew the tablets. But on the Day of the Lord, when you submit what you wrote or carved into those tablets, that's all you will have to show. If we live rightly, we will be excited for that Day of the Lord, excited for Him to say, "Come, inherit the kingdom." That is also why the readings today have been about what the kingdom is like. Why wouldn't any of us be excited to be part of the kingdom, especially when we have been elevated to the status of royalty? We are the kingdom. Meditate, if you will, on your readiness for the end. If death came swiftly for you today or tomorrow, what would you regret? What would you wish you'd repented from? Why wait to be sorrowful when it can be changed today, when it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom? Choose Him. Christ our Savior came and suffered that through His passion He may save us. Let us glorify Him and exalt His name, for He has had mercy on us according to His great mercy.